What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Cynthia Littleton, co-editor-in-chief of Variety. Today, my guest is the next generation of media consumers. At least it is one very intriguing strain of the pop culture ecosystem, the devotees of K-pop. KCON, a fan event celebrating South Korean entertainment, returned to downtown Los Angeles over the weekend of August 19th through 21st for the first time in 3 years because of the pandemic. The event features a fan convention during the day and concerts at Crypto.com Arena on Saturday and Sunday night. When K-pop phenoms like ATEEZ, ENHYPEN, and ITZY hit the stage, the roar from the crowd probably registered as seismic activity down the road at Caltech. I spent the first day of KCON wandering around and talking to attendees. It was a crash course in K-pop from eager teachers. It was also illuminating to see in action the aspects of K-pop fandom that forge such intensely close bonds with fans. You'll hear a lot about that soon. And those trends reflect a lot of broader trends in media, from artists having direct contact with fans to superfans going to incredible extremes for access to the artists they love. Even 5 seconds of eye contact with a member of a group that they stan is deeply meaningful to K-pop fans. The KCON crowd was notably racially and ethnically diverse. Those boy bands and girl groups are touching hearts all over the country. Many attendees described the experience of hearing one K-pop tune and just getting hooked. In terms of age, however, it's another story. I wasn't checking IDs, but I don't think I spoke to anyone over 30. I'll let the rest of this story be told by Christina, Tasia, Savannah, Cade, Isaiah, Caden, Kiara, Epiphany, Mallory, Anya, and more. The passionate voices of KCON are coming right up after this break.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X. And modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
And we're back with on-the-ground reporting on the future of media as voiced by the K-pop generation. Coming to KCON is a minimum investment of hundreds of dollars for attendees. So the first question I asked people was, why? The responses were remarkably similar. They came as fans, but they're also searching for community. Here's a representative sample of thoughts, starting with Trisha, who's from Los Angeles and is about to start cosmetology studies. That's followed by Margot from Ventura, who works in retail, Cade from Sherman Oaks, and Christina, who works in production and lives in North Hollywood.
So the reason I came to KCON this year is because I've came before. And the reason I come is because it's a sense of community, and I feel like I can really be myself around people who share similar interests in like K-pop. I know some people think like, oh, like it's a weird like fetish. I know like it's weird, but people assume that. And it's not like there's music, there's different cultures that you can get into. And then other people enjoy your culture as well, so why can't we enjoy someone else's to that certain extent? Yeah. Make new friends. I've made a lot of new friends. Then my friends have came with me that aren't particularly into K-pop, but they enjoy the experience as well. Like They get to find out different things. Like it's not just like Korean music, it's like the skincare, you know. We learn different things each every time we come. So like every KCON is like a different experience, and I like that a lot. And we get to see people that we don't normally see, like our K-pop idols, like they're halfway around the world. And like this is like the one time we get to see them besides concerts, because the concerts tend to be really expensive. And so I personally have not been to a K-pop concert yet. Hopefully I will soon, but like this is my chance to see the people that I adore. And like that really inspired me to do better, like to just be myself.
I mean, it's just kind of nice like meeting a lot of people who are into the same thing and just kind of like finding out new things, different groups. Because like I feel like every day I'm finding like a new group, like finding out about a new group. So it's really like the environment, seeing what kind of places, like different food, different like there's like some makeup stuff I want to check out. There's like different things that you can get. So yeah, just the variety of things and the variety of people.
You get a chance to meet your favorite people, like your favorite artists. And you know, it's really hard to find people who like K-pop in just public. People, it's like people really judge you for it. Like it's really, you know, it's hard to find people that are similar. So this is a great way to, you know, find people that are similar to you.
So I've been coming to KCON since 2017. I was introduced by my friend here, and we both love the music, we love the culture, we love the movies, the dramas, the beauty, all aspects of Korean culture. So we actually take Korean classes and we're learning the language. Yes, we're in our third year at the King Sejong Institute in LA.
The enthusiasm just underscores that while so much of what we all experience now unfolds online, the most wired people among us prize in-person experiences. Tayshia, who traveled from Atlanta, went so far as to liken KCON to a family reunion.
The first thing is, you know, as a K-pop fan, it's like a almost sort of a festival where you can come not join not only with the idols, but also with other fans. So it's kind of like a family reunion in a way.
Uh-huh.
And also, I mean, we love the idols, and it's like a way to have not only fan interaction but also the concerts, which will be going on tomorrow. So it's fun. It's just a way to just, you know, enjoy yourself, come together with other people who have the same hobby as you.
Indeed, KCON goers emphasize the warm and fuzzy feelings that come from a sense of belonging, as emphasized here by a KCON host who presided over a dance contest.
So I feel like events like this are great ways for all of us to come together and enjoy the stuff we enjoy as one. And I'm really excited to make new friends and experience this together.
Epiphany, who attended with her roommate Christina, said she felt an instant kinship at her very first K-pop show. Meanwhile, Caden and Kiara, who traveled from Logan, Utah, explains that not everyone understands how the world is changing.
When I first got into it, was like the second I found out someone else liked it, it was an instant conversation, an instant friendship. When we went to our first ever concerts, we didn't know anyone. And outside in line, people were dancing and singing and trading cards. And everyone was just so excited they were coming and just so excited to be there. The concerts, the energy, the production value was so different from anything I've seen from American artists. And so, yeah, I think like you come for the music, the choreography, the outfits, all the like pretty fun sparkly stuff, and then you end up staying because you make friends. And like even now, just walking around the convention center, everyone's dancing, everyone's talking. We've met so many people today. Everyone loves the fashion. Everyone just buys into it so hard and is just so excited to be here at all that you can't help but kind of get excited and want to go along with it.
It's just kind of realizing that there's like someone else who's interested in something. Similarities, you're like, oh, you like this too, and it's like not like as normalized as people may seem. Like, it K-pop's getting so much bigger, but a lot of people still get ridiculed for listening to K-pop, so finding somebody who likes it and that you can actually talk to about it is just like a cool feeling.
Now, when you say ridiculed, is that like people will say, why do you listen to that stuff? Like, how?
Yeah, really? Yeah, minor harassment at like school, out in public, just various
typical like racism.
Yeah.
Saying like, oh, those Chinese boys, you know, there's lots of racism in those kind of, when you talk about K-pop, like it's obvious that it's Korean because it's K, it's not C-pop.
Right.
But there's always that, oh, you listen to those Chinese boys.
Yeah.
And yeah, or so it's very
like
hard.
Them for their looks. There's so much more to it than just how the idols look.
The connections that fans make with artists are intense. Fans feel an obligation to support the artist who helped them through bad times. That sentiment was repeated over and over. And that's encouraged in every way, from how artists communicate with fans to in-person opportunities like KCON. We'll hear here from Whitney, who came from Chicago, Tasha, and Anya, a student from Truckee, California.
I came to KCON because I want to support ATEEZ and ENHYPEN, and I thought it would be a lot of fun as a longtime K-pop fan to be around other K-poppers and to get to do high touch with ATEEZ and ENHYPEN.
I've learned that the high touch is when you go up, when they all go down the line?
Yeah, so it's usually like a high five or, you know, spend a little time talking to them, but I think this time it's more like a high wave where you just go along and you wave at them. But I mean, to get that little 5 seconds of eye contact is totally worth it for us anyway. To other people it sounds crazy, but it's definitely worth it for us.
Emotion, passion, and like effort that they put in, because they do this for years. And like when you do something, like you're dedicated to it, it shows in results. And like most of the groups that I do stan, they show a lot and they put a lot and they like suffered a lot to like make us happy. And that's pretty much it for me. Like
you see the commitment that those artists put in.
Like things that make us happy, like while we're in a sad moment so we could turn to them to look at it, that's like the dedication that they put in for us to receive, us to travel this far, to also to get it in live.
ATEEZ, in my opinion, have done so much to help me through 2019 through 2022. They've been there for me more than most people would ever think. They were at my comfort zone, so I'm very appreciative of them every day. So anything to help them and all that.
Again, the level of commitment that fans show to their favorite artist is astounding. KCON attendees told me it's common for fans to make up their own trading cards and placards to wave at concerts and fan events. The more fan-made placards that wave in the crowd, the more artists feel the love, and it becomes competitive among the different fan bases for different acts. Here, Kiara shows me a professionally printed placard and explains the dynamics.
The concerts have
like certain groups will have certain fan base, and it's like that fan base will usually put something on, whether it's like cup sleeve or they give out Polaroids or giving out like little like banners to show the fans. It's usually something that we like to do. Other than that,
he was this morning, and so at panel one. And so a fan went around handing these out.
That's so fan-made.
Yeah, totally it's completely fan-made.
It's a placard that says Kevin Wu, and it says celebrating 5 years since your KCON debut on June 23rd, 2017.
And then it just has his name on it, and you would hold these, like, at concerts or, like, at the high touches that we mentioned earlier, or even just at the panels here at KCON. Kevin took a picture with the fans earlier, and he specifically requested that we all held these up. So it's just something to like show support for idols, and then fans will take these home. I like to hang them on my walls because then it like shows where I've been and who I've seen. So it's just kind of fun to see back the memories just from a little piece of paper that somebody put together and just handed out for free at an event to just hundreds or thousands of people.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more reporting from KCON 2022.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
And we're back with more insights from young consumers attending KCON 2022. I also asked KCON goers to step back and reflect on what first got them interested in this music. Here we hear from Katie, who lives in Koreatown and works for Build-A-Bear Workshop, and Mallory, who lives in Ventura and works in retail.
I was actually the first one that dove in, so I was just scrolling through Instagram, and I saw something about the Grammys and BTS at the Grammys, and I had heard Dynamite, and I was like, had that song on my phone for a while because it was so good and so catchy and very uplifting. And then I realized that there were seven of them, and I was like, oh my goodness, is this a normal thing? So I dove into them because I was like, I wanted to know more, simply because I was like, oh wow, this is really cool that they were nominated for a Grammy. And then I watched, again, like James Corden's Carpool Karaoke, and that's what really got me. So what I would say, what really, really, really draws you in is their personalities, is because they, like, the thing about K-pop is everyone does have a personality, and it's like they feel so genuine and so real. And not only that, but a lot of them do spread positivity, and they do spread like love and acceptance and like just their music itself is so uplifting, not just BTS, but a lot of other groups as well. Like, and that's what drew me in personally. Like, it makes me want to be a better person. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, I got into K-pop maybe 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago. And kind of what brought me to is like, the production value is amazing. The messages are amazing. They're super talented. I mean, everybody can kind of do everything. Amazing singers, dancers, rappers. And just the effort they put into it and like the connection they make with the fans, I think is like a huge part of what connects people to it, especially like internationally, you know?
It's so clear that what makes K-pop so compelling is that it's something of a lifestyle. Fans are also intrigued by Korean foods, cultural traditions. Fans were also quick to point out things that they like about K-pop and the ethos among those artists that they think are missing from Western acts. Here's Savannah, who came from Vegas, followed by Cade, Christina, Karina, who is from Los Angeles, Anya, and Epiphany.
One thing that K-pop has is like, it has a lot of the stuff that I guess you would say American artists no longer do, like where it's the performances and the, you know, dances to go with the song. It's not many American artists that have that anymore. And it's just something that is like, it reminds you, like, it's kind of like nostalgic in a way, like compared to, you know, 90s artists where they had a dance for every song and choreography for every song and big grand performances. So it's like kind of a way to relive our childhood, but through a different culture.
Yeah, the shows, the movies, the food, the just the way, how different everyday life is, the manners, you know, it's very sophisticated and it's very respectful. And I think that's something that we can all use, especially here in the United States of America. I don't know. I just think it's really cool. You know what I mean? It's really fun.
What originally got me was just like the fan culture surrounded it by it, because like people treat each other like a family, and you know, there's all these freebies and events. And it's very much like, it feels like family, because like you love the members. They love, you know, they show love to the fans, but also like the fans themselves all like rally around something that we all love and we're all passionate about.
Yeah, it's like actually really interesting to learn about their culture and like how K-pop is like a really big thing too over there as well. And now it's like becoming like a normal thing here as well. So it's like really cool to like see people really interested in a culture that like, you know, is like, I don't know, like, so it's like something new basically. So I really like it.
It's different type of music from Western music in America. Definitely something new and beautiful. It has its own culture and everything. It's just beautiful all around.
I think K-pop is meant to be consumed differently than most other music. Normally you listen to a song and that's what gets you. K-pop is like the combination of the visual and listening. So the music video is half of the fun of the song. It's the outfit changes, the choreography is a huge thing here. As you notice, everyone's dancing all the time. All the fans learn the choreography, do it back. I think the visual aspect is just as important as the music aspect when it comes to K-pop, because the language barrier and like the visual aspect, I think, helps like bridge that a little bit.
I'm always curious about how people discover content in this day and age. I quickly learned that YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, and Instagram are the pillars of K-pop distribution in the U.S. Here's a sampling of where people find the content they can't live without, starting with Nini, a pharmacology student from Anaheim, followed by Isaiah, Karina, and Whitney.
I do it on YouTube, all the music platforms as well. I have Apple Music, Spotify. I kind of do whatever I can to help stream for my favorite groups as well.
Instagram's a great place. I know some people use TikTok a lot to do that because they always like take music out of different songs and then put them in their videos. I don't use TikTok, but yeah, people do that.
Twitter.
Yeah. I don't use Twitter either, but people use that a lot. And then just YouTube, they have all the YouTube music videos on there.
Yeah.
But I mainly use Instagram to find stuff because I always post things about K-pop shows and whatnot. There's a bunch of different things on there.
I usually find stuff through like TikTok. So like I have like a fan account, and usually like people post like, oh, like this is my favorite section of this song. So then usually I would go check out the song, and then that's how I end up like liking things.
And then that's how I get more into like other artists' music.
I go to YouTube. YouTube is very helpful. There are several broadcast channels that showcase a lot of different groups. So all the different groups that are having comebacks will usually go to one of a few different stages and they'll do their comeback there. And I go to YouTube, and then Spotify too is also. So they have like Hallyu K-pop playlist and a bunch of K-pop playlists that I make sure that I check out at least once a week.
A lot of K-pop fans, not surprisingly, have sampled the growing number of Korean dramas that are available now via streaming. The appeal of K-dramas is similar to K-pop, as Mallory explains, and she wasn't the only one to cite the series Extraordinary Attorney Woo as a hot property on Netflix these days.
I mean, I watch a lot of, like, on Netflix. They have a ton of really good dramas. Like, Extraordinary Attorney Woo is the one I'm watching right now. And it's kind of the same thing. It's, like, it's very, like, it's not too, like, crude or anything. They kind of, like, I think the thing I like about it is that it's just really relatable. You know what I mean? And it's kind of, like, not so much like innocent, that's not the right word, but it just makes it easy to relate to and just kind of like gets down to like the bare bones of the human experience to me and talks about like real issues. And obviously K-dramas are fun because a lot of them are romance-based, right? Yeah. So I'm a softie, so I love romance, so yeah.
And Mallory's not the only one who's a softie. Over and over, K-poppers gush that they love their idols because they're good people who help them through hard times and make them want to be the best people that they can be. Here's some comments from Cade, followed by Marissa.
It's a very great way to meet friends and find a sense of camaraderie within people, because, you know, it's mostly, you know, dancing and stuff. It's a great way to physically connect with people. And it's music, you know what I mean? Music brings everyone together. Like, doesn't matter what language it is or, you know, what culture, but music brings everyone together. I think it's really important that we can all find each other in the music and love each other for it.
The reason why I got into K-pop, I was in a dark place basically, and I just came across BTS. And at first I didn't know K-pop. And then when I was like, ooh, what is this? I don't know that I understand, but it sounds good. Like, you can feel the music, you can feel the rhythm. Like you don't really need to understand something. You can learn to understand something, but if you can feel it without understanding, That's a basic deeper meaning for me.
So much of the currents that are roiling the entertainment market right now are found in what's going on in the K-pop community. Direct fan connections, tradables, collectibles, working to gain all kinds of access. It's a very different way for artists to build careers and relationships with fans. It's certainly part of the larger online and social media dynamics that are changing the expectations that fans have about the relationships that they will have with artists. I hope you have enjoyed this brief tour of the future as much as I enjoyed reporting it. My thanks to the 30 or so attendees who stopped on the KCON convention floor to share their thoughts. Thank you for listening. Be sure to leave us a review at Apple Podcasts. We love to hear from listeners. Please go to Variety.com and sign up for the free Strictly Business newsletter. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Strictly Business.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.